Hey, Daddy. Just thinking about. I'm good. Me and Lou just here keeping the legend of Courtney Brown and Eddie Jackson alive.
Hey, Mr. Brown.
How you doing? Fine.
Good. Good hearing your voice.
Yeah, that's it, Daddy. Just working, keeping it going, so the niggas keep bothering you every time you leave the house. I told you.
Yeah.
Well, as the niggas say, it's only gonna get worse. It's only gonna get worse. Quote Homer.
Right.
It's only gonna get worse.
Woo.
Yeah.
Like, that's him.
Hey, y'all. Yeah, no, long time ago, but that's a lesson to how you lived your life. That at this stage of your life, you can go anywhere around town and you got to where you ain't did nothing to nobody that nobody mad about. More niggas owe you. You don't owe them. Daddy, I told you it was at Cathedral Face, that church. You had gave the man $25,000 for his lawyer. When I went in there, she found out I was your son. She saw your daddy hell of a guy, what he did for us. We'll never forget. You is. You the nigga president of the United States. You in charge of the United States of niggas. Vice President of Nigga Affairs. Yeah. As the kid, they ain't far off y'all legends. So when you come across a legend, you're supposed to pay homage. How is it going to be negative? Y'all lived the life that they dreamed and fantasized about one day living.
Yeah, you see.
Y'all actually did it.
Yes, all indeed.
All this shit that they niggas dream and hope and fantasize that, ooh, if we could one day. Well, y'all actually pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all actually pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
No, you were living it, Daddy. You was too busy living it to realize what y'all was, how extraordinary what y'all was doing, what you was doing was. I mean, so again, y'all living in Southfield. Well, except for the newspapers say y'all niggas making too much money, and newspapers say, look at how these niggas out here living. They got Cadillacs, Rolls Royces, Lincolns, all in the driveway. They got the best security system in the state. Look at this here. We got to go talk to these niggas. Can we come to your house, Mr. Brown and Mr. Jackson? Because we really got to get to the bottom of what exactly is y'all Negroes out here doing. Because this is too much. Put on the front page of the newspaper.
Put my speaker.
And cover y'all in the newspapers from 1973, 1974, 1975, 76. We got to keep track because these niggas here, they went way past overdoing their act. They done made a whole new show.
And if you say don't do that, you know, Jesse, we don't want to get these niggas goddamn, but we got to do stuff because
if y'all don't go to jail, we got to shut down the country. Because the country didn't fall apart. If y'all niggas get away with this one here.
Yeah.
Now, we ain't saying y'all got to go to jail.
Yeah. I mean, you give it time. He could have given us more than that.
That's what I'm saying. Daddy, he let y'all stay out on bond for 6 years. Let y'all sell all that money. Y'all steady selling dope. Under federal investigation, under federal... But they said, as long as one day them niggas go to jail, that's fine. They ain't really bothering nobody. They're nice guys, actually. They good neighbors out there in the suburbs. They ain't killing up the town. In fact, from what we can see, they give all these niggas all the... Half the money they make, they give away. But y'all do got to go to jail now. Y'all just shit... This shit cannot go. This shit here can't go.
Like you said, you when you told the DA, you know, man, sends kids to the best schools. Then what y'all want to do?
Yeah, that's what Judge Feigin, when he chastised the FBI for going out there to Country Day. He said, now, what you want the man to do? It's obvious, as you say, the authorities, the man is making a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is what the government say. Y'all telling me that him and his partner making all this money. So this is a man with a bunch of money. Don't it make sense he would send his kids to the best schools he could? And we supposed to be mad at him for that? Now the judge say we taking it too far. Now the government, now the FBI, DEA, y'all taking this a little bit too personal. Now on one hand, you tell me the man rich, that they selling all the dope in America. Then you wonder why he can afford to send his kids to Country Day. Now, which one is it? Is he broke and can't send his kids to Country Day? Or is he rich and he can send his kids to Country Day?
And his wife goes shopping every day.
Every day. That's her job. Yeah. Her job is to go to Northland.
Yeah.
And to travel.
Yeah, to travel.
More than the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
The woman go to the Bahamas like people go to the grocery store. Some women go to the grocery store once a week. She go to the Bahamas once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they ain't bothering nobody.
Ain't bothering nobody. Matter of fact, they easy to find. All you got to do is drive down West Hampton. You'll see them. You'll see them niggas be right there in front of their houses and all their cars every day. Yeah. No, so that's why the city... and again, you wasn't keeping track on how many people y'all was helping.
No, not really.
You know, y'all came up with people, and people needed help, and y'all threw them, y'all helped them, and y'all wasn't even keeping track or keeping no books or notes on what y'all was giving away. niggas knew y'all had it, and they asked y'all, and then half the time y'all gave it to them without them asking. So it's all good, but yeah, it's only gonna get worse, Daddy. It's only gonna get worse. It's coming. We're gonna give them something to talk about for real.
Oh, yeah.
For real. We about to give these niggas something to talk about.
They gonna give them a 3-ring circus.
Yeah, for real though. All the dogs and all the ponies.
That's right.
The dancing bears and all that shit. Yeah. We'll give them something to talk about for real, Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
But you good for the night?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I ain't called for that. I just called to check on you.
Well, I appreciate it. Cool. Yeah, we almost finished taping.
I'm trying to something I want to ask you down. Oh, yeah. Thanks. You gave Trina my number, didn't you?
I did give Trina your number.
I didn't know. I hadn't talked to Trina shit in years.
Yeah.
She was back in the clinic, and she working at St. John.
Yeah, I ran into her, and she say, Courtney, these niggas can't understand even our relationship. I say, Trina, you got to understand, baby. This shit way above their pay grade. This shit mean, you telling them you've been to Nigeria and Antigua, and you've been to New York at the Marriott Marquis, and you was going to the Soul Train Awards in California, and that you was 25 seeing $500,000 at it. Nah, you can't tell them niggas. Nah, they don't understand, Trina. You can't, and I told you, you can't be mad at them. Niggas was trying to get a nickel rock, and here you come talking about you went to Nigeria to get the bag. How they gonna? Come on, baby. You're talking real crazy.
Yeah, you crazy for real.
Yeah, Yeah, you got to be crazy. What is you talking about? Yeah, I was on the hookup table. We had more dope on it. We had enough dope to cover the whole table.
See?
We had so much dope, it'd take us all day to try to bag it up, and we still couldn't get done. And you telling this to somebody who was short on a $10 blunt. Now, how you going to expect them to know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The shit you was dreaming about was the shit we spilt on the floor. It's the truth. A nigga's dream was on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, talking about you got to use. Yeah, you got to use a 1 foot long sifter to go through all this shit. No. So that's what I told Trina. When they come across you and they be like, didn't you work for Courtney? And you get to tell them, yeah, I've been all over the world. Mm-hmm. No, they don't know. Tell somebody, they ain't been west of Woolworth. Talk about
yeah,
you.
I told Shana too. She told me, she gave, I knew you and Shana don't know, but I had missed lawsuit or something. And Shana called me because she said she working at JCPenney.
Good.
Warehouse. And she said she's coming back to the city in about 5 or 6 months.
I need to give her a call. If she come into town, I'd really need to, because she, they both got fascinating. I mean, that's the other part, Father, before I got from. You took some ordinary people, and for a period of their life, you gave them an extraordinary life. You took regular people who was never supposed to see nothing past Belle Isle, and they was at the Marquis Marriott eating steaks, going to Nigeria. Are you kidding me? At the Soul Train Awards, diamonds and jewels and fur coats.
Wow.
Come on. Niggas was, and before they came across you, they was trying to figure out how to get a bridge car.
Yeah.
And now they living better than the rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is a fact. Once you look back at it, you know.
Shana and her mama had more money in jail than these niggas getting in the streets when they in jail. So come on, cut it out. Cut it out.
Yeah, she's a soldier.
Yeah, we always give them credit. Both of them, her Shana, her mama, they were soldiers. They would stand. They real stand-up people. Mm-hmm. Real stand-up people. Because they could have brought the whole show down and they...
Mm-hmm. It cost you
a pretty penny, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Gofar and them found the lawyers for them, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Out there in California.
California, yeah. One thing
deserve
another.
Yeah, you treated them like queens, and but when the rubber hit the road, they stood up.
They stood up, yeah.
Yeah, which is more than these niggas can say.
Come on, what you got? Ain't got nothing coming.
Donald did it.
I work for Donald.
Donald's known for stealing hubcaps. Now you gonna tell the police. Shadow Baba gonna tell the police Donald the mastermind of the organization. Donald in jail for stealing hubcaps. The white folks saw y'all funny. Y'all real funny people. Donald in charge. I know the FBI DEA said we tired of them. We through with y'all. We just through. We ain't talking to these people no more because these people is real funny. They got us at Jackson talking to Donald. Ain't never seen $10 at one time. And this woman is saying, he the mastermind. yeah, that's a scene that's got to be in the movie there. She done told them white folks, I work for my brother. Okay, we gonna go talk to your brother. They gonna talk to God. Oh, you people. you guys are real funny. Yeah, y'all in the comedy section. Y'all in the you right. Y'all are in the comedy business because you guys are real funny. But let me finish this taping, Daddy.
All right, go ahead. All right,
love you.
Checking on next trip on me. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll talk to you. All right, take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, that was classic.
That was classic.
What up, though? Big Boss Filmworks presents Motown Mafia Podcast with your host, Courtney Brown Jr., and yours truly, Big Lou Stevens. We chop it up about everything from the street corner to Wall Street and beyond. The struggle is real and the struggle is relative. Let's get into it.
We going from here on. Counting. What's happening, family? It is your man, CRB Jr. here at Motown Mafia Podcast, of course, a Big Boss Filmworks production. And next to me is, you don't know. If you don't know, you should know. And if you don't know, you probably should ask somebody. Brother Lou, what's happening, family?
It's Lou the Great. It's Authorized Dealer. It's Flyers Plus Graphics. It's Sunrise Sunset. It's Motown Mafia. It's Big Boss Filmworks.
It's the hustle, ain't it?
It's the hustle, and I'm all about it.
And what do hustlers do?
Hustle all day.
long time. So good. Hope everybody's good. Before we get started, if you guys are checking this out on YouTube, make sure you're hitting that like, share, and subscribe button. Channel is growing quickly, and we do appreciate and love you guys for that. Yeah, if you guys are into the pod business, like to check out content while you're driving, doing work around the house when you're in time, check us out on Anchor and Spotify. Yeah. So, man, everything good with you?
Everything's good, man. We had a hell of a storm yesterday.
Dude, they got the D. We're talking about Jim Jones and the weather report.
Right.
We're going to do a Big Boss weather report.
Yeah.
Update. Ooh. Yeah, we had a storm came through here, and, you know, America's infrastructure all fucked up. Excuse my language.
Yeah,
and,
big time.
Got our shop shut down. Got our studio shut down.
Excuse the impromptu recording, folks.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We
just had to keep it moving.
We got a little of the Big Boss merchandising on. And if you like, check us out, shop.bigbossfilmworks.com. If you want to get yourself a little something, your hoodies, your t-shirts, your caps, your socks, your phone cases, you name it, we got it.
And on that note, do not forget, because we got to get the family up to speed, because as the channel grows, and a lot of you guys actually know us from YouTube, and aren't even aware, there's a whole lot of information out here about my father, Courtney Field Marshall Brown, and of course his main man, Eddie the Fat Man Jackson, first guys to really kind of light up Detroit and get it lit, and the whole rest of the crew. Well, shout out to Uncle Butch, the great Charles Rudolph, and the rest of the Detroit trap gods who we talk about here. But if you want the information, Memoirs of a Kingpin's Kid, Motown Mafia, available on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. You can check out the book. Of course, this led to the award-winning documentary, which is available on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV that Tubi we did TV. With our man Al Prophet, directed that and put it down, produced with yours truly, Lou Next Door, and shout out to DJ Taxi Richard Jennings out there, and also producer on that project was, you know him as Eddie Baby, we know him as Eddie Jackson Jr.
Eddie Jackson Jr.
With his own station down in Florida, Real True Street Crimes. Also available at BigBossFilmworks.com is Getting Off Zero, Mind Right, Money Right. Shout out to Ray Tatum down there in Atlanta. It's a great book. Got some history lessons, a lot of entrepreneurial lessons. Was our way of trying to get back to the community, you know. And lastly, but not leastly, there is Big Man on Campus. Let's get the copy. Big Man on Campus. Fictional story of me during my college days when I started working for my old man. We had to change some names and places because the timeline gets a little close to too close for comfort.
Yeah, big time.
But I think you guys will enjoy the read, and those who know the story will be able to connect the dots. And that's available on Amazon Kindle right now. And if you do want the paperback, that one you got to go directly to us here. Check us out at BigBossFilmworks.com, and you can get you a copy of Big Man on Campus. So Absolutely. All of that is good and going down. And again, yeah, we got the merch. And it's growing, you know, the love that's been shown here in the D and again nationwide, is just awesome. Shout out to a brother running for Congress. I believe his name, let me try to make sure I get his name right. So bear with me one second here, family. It was a brother. I was in New York at, Peter Luger's, and then we went over to, Masood, and the brother reached out to us. I want to say his name is Conrad, and he's running for Congress out in New York. Yep, Brother Conrad, I believe he's running for state rep out of Brooklyn. And shout out to him, a really good brother. We chopped it up. He checked in us and checked in on about Kwame and the rest of the team here in Detroit. And that was a home team of one of the family out in Brooklyn, Brother Conrad, running for office. We're going to give him a shout and follow back up with him. But again, so shout out to everybody, you know, but all over town, wherever I travel, it'd be Atlanta, Miami, the Dominican Republic, wherever we go, you know, people have shown Big Boss love, and we want to say thank you for it.
Yeah, big time. Thank you.
Thank you for that. So, you know, what we do is, we was talking, Lewis, we hustle.
Yes, indeed.
And, you hustle so that you can get some money, because money is a tool in today's world.
That's right.
And the more of it you have, like a toolbox, the more stuff you can get done with it. So with that said, you know, and I check out a lot of other content and content creators. So the guy who was kind of mentioned at first was Fat Joe. So shout out to Fat Joe, and shout out to the pod. I saw him on. He was on Expert Opinions. That's that brother, Matt Hoffa.
Yeah.
And those guys, they're doing great. They do some They do some great content over there. And he was telling the story about, you know, Fat Joe come out the streets. He come out of the Bronx. Actually got some mutual friends. Eddie used to hustle with a lot of that crew out of Soundview in the Bronx.
Right.
Used to be up there at Branson, the famous weed joint up on 145th and St. Nick. You know, Fat Joe would be around them parts. And, you know, he's a real guy. He's a real street guy. People who know his story, his backstory. In fact, he's got a doc, you know, coming out. The Story of Joe, The Legend of Joe. The Book of Joe.
It's called The Book of Joe.
They're doing a doc on him. He come out the mud for real. You know? So it's always good when, to quote my man Hova, you know, and all the hustlers love to see one of us make it.
That's right.
So for real, you know, it don't never be no hate over here, because for those real ones,
yeah,
that really come out the struggle and come out the mud, and can take it to some of the heights some of these guys are taking it to, you know. It does our heart good.
Definitely.
So anyway, Joe's a real one. Fat Joe was kicking it, though, about when you come out of the struggle and you move into that next level of getting money, and you start dealing with those, with that corporate money, and you start dealing with squares, the rules of the streets and how you moved when you was in the streets, you can't move like that because you'll scare away the money.
Yeah.
So he's saying that now this is like modern day, you know, and he ain't no more Joe off. He ain't Joe Crack to a lot of people. He's Fat Joe.
Right,
a lot
right.
of people know him as Joe Crack. Right? Well, he don't really move as Joe Crack so much.
Right.
He Fat Joe.
Yeah.
Right? The entertainer, worldwide celebrity, yada, yada, yada. But even though he had transitioned from Joe Crack to Fat Joe, he was still moving like he was Joe Crack.
Yeah.
Right? So he kicking it about that later. He down in Miami. You know, he spent a lot of time down in Miami. Occasionally, actually, we've seen him out and about. And shout out also to Nori, who be down there in Miami. So wherever we down there, sometimes we, you know, people cross paths or you see him at the same restaurants and shit. But anyway, so he's saying he's in Miami just chilling. He's just Fat Joe in his linen suits with his, you know.
Right.
You know, looking like Liberace. And he's like, a guy comes up to him, says, can I tell you a funny story? And he's like, yeah. He's like, you know, about 8 years ago, I was working for a company called Red Stripe, the Jamaican beer company. And he was like, they had dispatched me to go to New York and find you because they wanted you to be the sponsor. He says, I'm a square guy. I'm just a corporate guy. But he's like, and we were having a hard time getting a hold of you. It's like everybody within your world was giving us the runaround. The record labels weren't really cooperative.
Right.
And so, but they really wanted you to be the spokesman for Red Stripe. And he's like, they're like, so that they, that you would know that we were serious, the people from Red Stripe had given me a $2 million check to give to you. He says, so I find out where you're at, and I go to this club up in the Bronx. And he's like, and you got 100 guys around you. He's like, and I'm a square guy in a suit. And he's like, but I get my courage up. And I try to walk and try to approach you. And he's like, and the first guy stops me like, yo, you can't be walking up on my man. Street shit.
Right, right.
Street shit. What was you, square? Why are you trying to walk up on my man like that? He like, I navigate around him. I get within about 20 feet of you. Another one of your guys stopped me and like, you can't come talk to the God, man. Who is you? We don't know you. It don't work like that.
Right, right.
And he was like, I left. I left and I went back, told the people at Red Strap, you can't even get to this guy. It's like some kind of gangster mafia thing going on. You can't even talk to the guy. And Joe was like, the way he was moving, he was scaring away the money. He hadn't evolved that there was now corporate money. Mm-hmm. So now, of course, he's pitching, you know, you right. might see Joe selling diapers now because he's figured it out and he doesn't move like that anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that's actually why he left New York and moved and kind of moved his operation down to Miami.
He couldn't
keep scaring away the money. And knowing all the street people he knew from New York and from back in the day. And I get it. You know, we have to, of course, here we are Big Boss. We deal in both worlds, right?
Yeah.
One minute we're talking to some people at Reels TV or AMC
Stars
and these are nice little white girls. And they, you know, just have filmed the cooking channel. And now they're talking to us reformed hoodlums. And then you talking to hoodlums, and they don't understand. Hey, man, we can't talk like that around these people.
That's right.
We scare these people away. We start talking about these guns and shooting and all that street shit, man. We can't do that. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's right.
So that's what I completely. So that's kind of, you know, what we're talking about.
It's like going from one world to the next.
And you got to know when you switch those worlds.
Definitely.
And that the rules of this world don't work in that world. That when we all together from back in the day, we can talk about all that killing and blood and guts and pimping and yada yada.
And keys and G's.
Yeah, but when you dealing with these people, they like, well, we already know you're a gangster, but let's talk about how we can make money.
Right, exactly.
And if you start talking too much about that old shit, then you scare them away and they can't relate. So that was a very interesting insight that Fat Joe had there. And then on the same platform, I was just checking it out, and it made me really think about what's going on as these platforms grow on YouTube, on Pi platforms, on TV. Again, you got the Book of Joe coming out. We had already talked about you got all that Supreme stuff going, McGriff stuff coming down the pipeline. Obviously, this kind of the success that our man Al Prophet has had covering us and covering other people from our world.
Yeah.
This thing is big and there's opportunities out there. But if we who from that background and lifestyle don't understand how we should be moving, we will scare away the bag and a lot of opportunities that would have been there will get lost.
Yeah.
So what made me think about the whole topic was I was watching again Math Office, so shout out to those guys over there. And they had DJ Jama on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, they were talking about how integral he was in squashing the beef between Cheezy and Gucci Man.
Okay.
And you remember we're messing with our Arab friends. A shout out to the old Goodfellas family.
Yeah, what up?
They was tied in. The guys who I hustled with in the apparel business for a long time, they were tied into Jeezy's CTE group, right? So because DJ Drama's talking about, the people didn't understand how much that beef between Gucci Man and Jeezy was affecting the whole city, because they both got big ecosystems. There's thousands of people who are eating off their plate in Atlanta. And of course, I got a firsthand episode because old boy would send Jeezy CTE people to Head and Toe to pick up the money that I owed them. And, I, you know, my staff, you know, and I, I'm living like, in my own world.
You know who that was?
Them niggas would come in with their iced out CTE chains. Right. And they'd be like, we here to see Courtney. He here. And they'd be like, yeah. And they'd be like, and you know, this guy, shout out to Charles, shout out to Jameer. They'd be like, you know CTE, you know that's Jeezy people. And I'd be like, man, all I know is they picking up money for the A-Rab, the big A-Rabs that I owe this change to.
Right, right.
And, you know, that's all fine. But old boy would call me, he'd be like, I'm gonna send some of Jeezy's people by there to pick up that bread.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for a minute they were actually thinking about doing a clothing store down in Atlanta. Oh, well, anyway, it did make me see how big Jeezy and that whole CTE movement was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
My same employees, they were the ones who had schooled me on, because this is when I had my shops in Atlanta, Gucci Man. And how it was like this guy was becoming a real thing in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and we're talking about, this is like 07, 08, 09. You
couldn't turn the radio on without hearing him.
Yeah, like 07, 08, 09, maybe 20, all the way to 2010. Gucci was really getting a large following down there. So when Drama's kind of explaining this, I was like, yeah, it threw me back to our days in Atlanta. And I could see, knowing how the hoods operate, and they were talking about how their beef was affecting kids, that somebody's daddy would be in charge of Gucci security, somebody's daddy would be in charge of CTE or Jeezy's security, and the kids can't even go to school now because everybody beefed out, and the DJs were getting beat up for playing. If CTE is in the club and you play Gucci, they might bum rush the DJ or vice versa, and then it just got crazy.
That's real.
Right?
Yeah.
So Drama goes on to explain, though, and of course, ain't no money really getting made. And they had a joint song, Icy, that they did together that, of course, caused for a lot of beef. And, you know, anyway, it was some real shit ended up going down between those two guys. And there was a life, like, lost.
Mm-hmm.
And Drama had played an integral role in bridging and actually reaching out, because he had made a lot of bread with Jeezy, he had made a lot of bread with Gucci Man. They both did respect him.
Mm-hmm.
And when him and some other people started reaching out saying, man, isn't it about time we put this beef aside? And of course, that's all what led to the Gucci Jeezy versus.
Okay. Right?
Which was like viewed by I don't know how many millions of people. And Atlanta was just basically shut down that night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And since then, now, more money can flow for everybody.
That's right, yeah.
In fact, I think they went on a tour together now, and they're both now making millions of dollars on tour by touring together because, as Drama was saying, they both had matured to the point that they understood we're businessmen now.
Yeah.
And we got to make decisions based as businessmen. And they both got wife and kids, and we got to make decisions based on being fathers and husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I salute those brothers, because that growth and that evolution, and I tie that all back to full circle. So, you know, sometimes we run into some struggles trying to link up people for our content, because they was YVI, they was Pony Down. That click did that to this click, you know. Thank goodness the way Pops handled his business, we were not a beefed out organization or crew.
No.
People, and God all praises to Allah, you know, we ain't got no problem with nobody. The people who owe us money, we don't owe nobody no money. And all the people who owe us money, we charged that to the game a long time ago.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we was doing what we was doing, we ain't hurt nobody. Because ain't nobody really try to hurt us. And the niggas who talked silly, we chalked it up to just silly nigga talk.
Pretty much.
And it wasn't no reason for nothing more to happen. And Lord knows we got some people in our family and friend circle that are... Yeah, they are not like my father.
Yeah.
And they often would be in my father's ear like, we need to do this, that. Let me... You know what old boy said... You know what old boy over there doing? Berman, you need to let me go. And Pops gave out more passes than Tom Brady. And Pops would always quote Eddie, who the fat man used to always say, you know, if we kill every nigga who do something stupid, it ain't enough room in the graveyard. And again, though, but on a more positive note, that these guys, because that whole Gucci thing, you look at what ended up happening with Biggie and Pac, you know, legends and talents and billions of dollars lost besides the lives. So to see those guys move on, and I tie that back to what's going on here in the content world with street guys. A lot of times, there's so many opportunities for guys who come from that background, because there's so many guys who are famous, like, you know, like us here in Detroit, and in New York, they got their cliques. In Philly, they had their cliques. And in Atlanta, and everybody, right?
Everybody.
These guys, we can be doing
major numbers.
Major numbers if we actually collaborated and let everybody use their skill set, you know. And shout out to, you know, Uncle Butch. And again, we won't tell his business, the big homie KK. I know they working on some stuff too. Al had did some great work with Doc Davis. You know.
Yeah. We did the piece in his loft.
We did a piece. Doc let us use his loft right downtown. That was some good kind of the collaboration kind of thing. And you know, guy at Doc's level, of course, is all kind of things, and you know, guys are getting plenty of money, there'd be all kind of issues and this, that, and the others, and rumors, and but at a certain point, I'm like, you know, he's a legend, and we gotta let some of that shit just be.
Yeah.
And we all come out of the same struggle, and it's time for us to be businessmen.
That's right.
Because at this point, our kids and cousins and family, our legacies will be defined by what we do. America and the entertainment industry realizes unequivocally that this hip hop thing's foundation comes from our world.
That's right.
The youngsters, in fact, have meshed it so much they want to still be hustling as they rap it, as they become rap stars. Now, riddle me that, whole different conversation. You know, they still shooting at each other and do it all, right, moving the bag after they leave the studio or before they get to the album.
Living their lyrics.
They're living their lyrics. These kids are too real. We talk about real ones. These kids are too real about it.
They hot to death.
They ain't bullshitting, but they need to double check that too. They need some leadership from our generation to be like, guys, you guys have escaped. You guys have escaped the jungle. You ain't got to live like that no more.
That's right.
You ain't got to live like that no more.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard. That was a great interview. And salute out to Calm, what they say in the scriptures, blessed be the peacemaker. So shout out to DJ Drama on that.
Big ups.
I always have liked to
always
myself as a peacemaker. You know, very much my father's child in that way, when brothers would be beefed out. And again, like with that Jeezy Gucci situation, when a real life had been lost, you know, back in the day, people was dying.
Yeah.
People got killed. People killed people. So I get the shit was real. The shit is real.
Yeah.
And I get that some of these differences and beefs just can't be mended. You know, yeah. I get that. But a lot of these street beefs, the expiration date has occurred.
A lot of these things are over, what, $2,500 debts or...
What? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the principle of it.
Oh, well, it's a lot of that, but I'm saying even among the in particular, our associates from that YBI era.
Right.
You know, there were two real different camps.
Okay.
Right?
You know what I mean? Yeah, I see what you're
very
saying.
Very much similar to the, you know, like that GZ.
Detroit...
In the 80s, in that neighborhood, very much, you had two different ecosystems and different associates.
Absolutely.
And cliques that a lot of people in town were eating off of. And the people involved had a lot of influence over a lot of people.
Definitely.
And the beef was real. The beef was real.
Beef was legit.
The beef was legit. A lot of that shit, though, is a long time ago, man.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago. And it's people's families and kids who actually could be doing some positive things, taking negative situations that happened in the past and turning them into some positive things. But you got to be thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, shout out to Mr. Cooper, James Cooper, a.k.a. Pep. Compelling story. You know, we bought some T-shirts, and those T-shirts weren't great. Those were some great YBI shirts, in fact, that Pep's son had. They need to keep pumping those shirts out. Mm-hmm. You know, his story is compelling and serious. There was some real shit going down with him.
Yeah.
Some real shit going down with him. But there's a way to do this in a classy business way where your story can get told. The beefs that were back in the day, you know, they were what they were, and some shit went sideways with everybody a bunch of times.
Right.
But I'm saying there's some ways to collaborate, and again, like what his son's doing with those Pep and YBI T-shirts, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And it just needs to be taken to the next level. And if we keep talking about, and I'm not talking about Pep and this what I'm about to say, because what they're doing is great, and we all good there. But as a clique, as a hustler community or ex-hustler community, if we don't behave in a certain way, the T-shirt companies and manufacturers that might want to really get involved with something like that, and that go for Motown Mafia apparel, that don't just go for them.
Yeah.
I was talking to Five, Steve Goodwin. Shout out to Five. A couple months ago, maybe this time last year. And another guy with just a compelling story, as real as they come. It's a story. There's money that's there to be made, but we got to network, you know, and be businessmen about this. And we got to leave some of that street shit in the past.
Yeah.
You know? And I just named just two, but there are many of them. Shout out to who reached out to me? Brother Reagan. Reaganomics. He got something coming. Brother Reagan, shout out. We speak on not a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, anything I can always do to help any of the family who trying to do a book or trying to do a doc or trying to do whatever it is they want to do to tell their experiences out here in the struggle, you know. I mean, you know that. I ain't fucking talking about that. Anybody can reach out to me. I mean, I'd be busy. You know, once I get your number and I can get it in my, and I can put you in as a respectable hustler, then I'll try to pick up the phone if I can. You know,
there you go.
I get a crazy amount of phone calls every day, but shout out to Reagan. He I know he's working on some things, and people need to know about Reaganomics, and so many. We got to follow back up, even though she got her movie done, Big 50.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think again her story's so deep. That it needs to be fully unpacked. My knowledge of how the apparel business works and women plus size apparel, you know, and so I'm throwing this one out here to you, Sister 50.
All right.
For a freebie, you know, we need to be getting, you know, your plus size women's apparel line going. And that's the kind of shit I'm talking about.
Right, now. Exactly.
You know, that's the
linkage, kind of shit, man.
We gotta
solidarity.
For real, for real.
Yeah.
For real, for real. And let Who Shot John and y'all didn't give me the bag back in the day and our bag was bigger than yours and you know, and then your people in the projects never paid my man and we gotta let it go, fellas. We gotta let it go. Because the world is interested in hearing us our stories. And a lot of the stuff we don't even go into. Why? Because out of respect for this, that, and the third, we
try not to step on toes, man. You guys
have to imagine how many compelling, fascinating stories we really know that we never speak about, right?
Definitely.
Because of the street politics of it all.
That's right.
And until certain people say, Junior, it's all right for you to talk about that, mm-hmm. I don't talk about it. But a lot of money's being lost because I can't talk about it.
Because you can't.
And especially as we move into Big Boss, start doing some shorts movies and some full-length movies. Your homegirl, our homegirl Michelle, wants us to do. I'll leak this because it's been leaked. You know, she's working on a script about Highland Park.
Okay.
The Edie family, the Staley family, you know, all those guys, and a lot of people in Highland Park. Highland Park brothers were dying, and I get that it's real. Shout out to Voodoo, Rodney and them. You know, they was running around when we were over on Geneva with Eddie. Highland Park, you know, during that 80s period, had overlap with YBI, overlap with Pony Down, overlap with Eddie. Every, you know, and trying to navigate telling that Highland Park story gets also political.
Oh, yeah, it's sticky.
And shout out to one of the members of the Edie family actually had reached out to me, and I think it was Fred. I don't want to get it messed up. Anyway, I will do a retraction on that if I have misspoken. But oh, I'm sorry, I got it right here. Shout out to Mo Edie, Highland Park legend, Edie family, real famous. You know, those who know. I know he got some good ideas too. And because though things were real back in the day, you know, just navigating around. So I just throw it out there, and again, shout out to Mo for reaching out, and hopefully we'll be able to link up with him. We had a brief conversation about some opportunities. And, you know, again, I'm open, I'm down, bro. We can try to make it happen. And again, we got a homegirl. She really wants to do this Highland Park story, and if you do a Highland Park story, you guys got to be a part of it. And I know you guys had all kind of real situations going on, but you guys are real ones. And we just need to figure out a way to put it together, man.
Definitely.
We just need to figure out a way to put it together in a respectful way, with respect to the game,
mm-hmm.
and things that happen. So, but shit, if Gucci and Jeezy can settle their differences and get to the bag, we boys need to be able to
get on that maturity level.
Got to get on that maturity. Right.
I mean, it's a few different, namely, like, I think back to the Hov and Nas thing. I mean, that could have went ugly.
Mm-hmm.
That could have went just as ugly as Pac and Big. And
they said some awful things about each other.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was...
awful things. And now they both getting bread together.
Now they getting bread together.
And they said some...
And both just... Yeah. In them bees, man. In them bees.
And yeah. See what I'm saying? So look at us. As God rest his whole brother, Coachy's Bowen used to say, look at us.
But speaking of reaching out, and I don't know, I might be editing this out, but somebody really special reached out to us.
I think we can talk about it.
Yeah. Big shout out to this fella, man.
Big shout out to Basil Miller III.
That's right.
He's the grandson of Basil Miller. You've heard us speak of him, of his grandfather as Mr. B. Just a phenomenal guy. One of, you know, and all the people I met working for my dad. His grandfather.
He's in this book here.
Yeah.
As General Cash.
Yeah. You know, my times down there in the islands, you know, I grew up. I mean, that's where I went from a intern to a straight guy in the game.
Yep.
Was that Bahamas run thing. And he reached out to me. He's got some real estate down there that opportunities maybe that we'll look at. And it was just really cool, touched my heart that our reach is all through the Caribbean. Again, his grandfather was just a unique guy.
Yeah.
And I've met all kind of hustlers, and Mr. B, Basil Miller, was a unique IQ off the charts. Again, tied into everybody from Haiti to the Bohemian, highest levels of office, just to the mob here. And again, though, to see the family down there, they're legit now. and doing some things.
Absolutely.
And so he didn't reach out on some hood shit. He reached out on some businessman shit. And we're going to follow up on that. So, you know, this thing, 40 years plus going strong and the ripples still. And that's the kind of shit I'm talking about.
That's right.
Is the plug's grandson reaching out to the other plug's son and saying,
Let's get some bread together. Right.
Yeah.
Man, that's a beautiful thing.
That is. In fact, I think we're going to. Like we got a call lined up with him tomorrow.
Okay, that's what's up.
And when we get back down there, and never know, you know. So I can see in 2023 us broadcasting live from the islands.
I can see that happening.
Like for real, because I would love to treasure trove. And at this point, enough time has passed to get down there and really let you guys, because Basil Miller was kind of a highly educated, international. I mean. You know, his reach went to London, to India, to Haiti, to Miami, to New York. I mean, Mr. B could just make it happen.
Yeah, the Black Sosa.
Yeah, he could just make it happen. And, you know, again, this guy, Mr. B, he was with Carlos Leader at Cat Island in Norman's Cay. This ain't like he heard about it, he was close to. No, he was one of those guys. Right. Oh, when that whole Pablo Escobar, Bahamas, Carlos Leader thing, he's one of the charter members of that situation.
That's right.
Right. So when you look at Cocaine Cowboys 1, 2, or 3, you got to know that this guy is, you know, and because he was so smooth, you know, his name stayed out of the press a lot. But those in that world.
Oh, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. So. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. All the guys like my age, you guys, we got kids and grandkids that they wasn't tainted by that, but their fathers and grandfathers were major figures in this street shit. Now this street shit is mainstream and corporate, and it only is right because let me say this, and then we'll stop beating the horse. It's gonna be some, in all respect to my white family and Jewish brothers and sisters out there, and from the Arab community, y'all know I do business with everybody. You know, green is the color we're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gonna be some white kids and Jewish kids and other people from other communities eating good off of this street shit. And if we don't organize our affairs,
they already are.
Yeah,
stars.
Stars, BMF,
Viacom,
Hulu, Hip Hop Undercover, Nas coming to Showtime.
Right.
Gotti got a movie coming out. Will Smith, I don't know when Netflix gonna release his thing as Nicky Barnes.
Yeah, the Nicky Barnes story, yeah.
Paramount, American Gangster, 400 million grossed and counting. For real, fellas?
For real.
For real, for real. Because, see, we going to do what we going to do. Big Boss going to get the job done. And I'm just saying, fellas. Holla at your man.
The olive leaf has been
extended. I ain't mad at nobody.
That's right.
My friends and family, regardless of popular chatter, my friends and family ain't mad at nobody. Okay? For real, for real. My friends and family ain't got nothing but love for all the people that they hustled with.
That's right.
For real. So whatever perceptions or maybe some things were said that shouldn't have been said, but I'm here to say that whatever was said in the past, that shit, chalk it up, charges the game, and it's nothing but love for all those that we hustled with out there. And I'm speaking for myself, I'm speaking for my friends, and those who know, I don't gotta go into it. And it's all good.
That's real.
We ain't got no problem with nobody.
That's real.
But so let's figure out how to get some bread.
Let's do this.
That's what we're talking about. Again, let's not scare away the money. As Fat Joe said, let's not scare away the money. So it's all good, man, right?
That's all good, man. It's all good.
It's all good. So what else we got coming up?
Wanted to extend a big shout out to Ken the Street Monster Bailey and Petty Pac. A couple of cats we need to get on the pod.
ASAP.
We need to get King Dave, the hip-hop historian. That day is coming soon.
Yeah. All that's coming down the pike. So that's what I'm saying. There are people reaching out. We've been busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to put some loved ones to rest. But we back to it, and we back at it. And
yeah.
We going to go for ours.
On some strength shit.
For real. So anybody out there, man, if it's about that, if y'all was about that life at a certain, you know, level.
Yeah.
Then, you know, and we've been at this. We don't just not patting ourselves on the back. We've been at this now 10 years plus.
Yeah, definitely. You
know, award-winning documentary. Whole lot of books sold.
Yeah.
We know how this thing worked. We plugged in out in Cali. Plugged in New York.
Yep.
Just holler at you, man. We can make some stuff happen. You know, because we are definitely not so big that we can't use some help or partnerships. We're looking for partnerships.
That's right.
Because the bag's big enough to get split up.
Big time.
You know, and for real, what we just saying, you know, our community to help Vlad get there.
And that's
he,
right.
And he ain't throwing brothers a bone. Y'all help us get there. We gonna do right.
That's right.
We can all eat along the way. We gonna eat one way or the other.
I can't count how many times when the BMF show came out, how many people done came up to me saying, "Oh, y'all show is out. Y'all show is out."
Yeah, I mean, we
so synonymous. This whole Detroit thing. You know, once they hear Detroit, they think of us and they probably think of you guys.
Well, and Meech, to his credit, you know, we got that from Scott. You know, the BMF organization was architected based upon the Eddie Jackson organization, the Doc Davis and Davis family organization, and the YBI organization.
That's right.
And Meech give credit to his predecessors, and that's why we get credit to them on how they did that thing.
That's right.
It wasn't a violence, crazy crew. They was a money-getting crew.
That's right.
And when they had the throne, they lived real, real good.
That's right.
Matter of fact, too good. That makes Schoolyard George. You know, niggas getting all that money, we all gonna end up in the jailhouse. But shout out to that. Shout out again, T. Glad he home. And Meech hopefully be home real soon. And it's just a good thing. It's a good thing. And they're leading the way on this thing. And salute to them for that.
That's right.
And salute to them for that. So, you know, we at Big Boss. We doing what we do, which I believe is depicting life.
In the struggle,
right?
That's right. The struggle is relative.
And we don't embrace the struggle, but we do talk about the struggle and know about the struggle. But it's time for all of us not to even be worrying about the struggle.
Say it louder.
It is time to get that corporate bag for our family.
We
ran up that street bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a bigger bag out there. And I'm saying that. And I know I'm talking to people who have ran up a serious street bag. But there's a bigger bag out there than we even ran up in the streets, fam. So that's your man. Olive Branch out. Phone work never gets turned off. And email never gets shut down.
That's right. BigBossFilmWorks@yahoo.com or BigBossFilmWorks@gmail.com. And, to all of you watching right now, if you got a comment, if you got some suggestions on some content, if you heard something new in the street, if you want to say something, drop it below. We see something we like, one of you's getting a book.
Or a t-shirt. We're going to get some t-shirts to give out too for some
comments. Yeah, we'll be doing some give outs, and then you know, take a picture of yourself and we'll put it on the gram.
It's a brother who asked us to give him, bear with me, 1 second.
That's right.
He asked us to give him a shout out, and I always forget. And I'm not going to forget, because we're going to find his comment, and we're going to give his brother his due, because it is due.
Mm-hmm.
Help me with this. What's that brother there? Dirty South Kennel? No, Dirty South.
Yeah, Dirty South Kennel. That's what it say.
I'm here to give a shout out to one of our loyal subscribers and follower, Dirty South. Looks like he can be reached at Dirty South Kennel. That's Dirty South, K-E-N-N-E-L. Tag Dirty South. Looks like he's doing some stuff in the music business. He wanted a shout out, and now you got a shout out. We at Big Boss appreciate you and your support. And if you got something popping, you need to go ahead and really holler at your man. You obviously need to hit us up on the comment section, Dirty South. So, you know, go on, let's talk some business. Let's see if there's something there, man.
That sounds about right.
All right, so that's what we're doing. It's real. It's really happening, fam. So holler at your man. We good, Lou?
We good, man.
All right, again, hit that. If you're on YouTube, like, share, subscribe, comment. If you're checking out the, if you're in the pod world, or if you've been riding and you be riding and you want to listen to us on the pod, check us out at Anchor and Spotify.
That's right.
Also, Big Boss Instagram, Big Boss Facebook, and we on TikTok now.
We're on
right?
TikTok, correct.
And we're going to start putting a lot of this content up, some of the outs, some of the stuff we do, because some of our best conversations and content actually occur before we formally start shooting. So we're going to start showing you guys some of that. We got Patreon coming.
We got Making of the Mafia coming. And by next year, we should have
Motown Mafia Part 2.
Motown Mafia Part 2. I know y'all waiting for that one.
So it's going down. It's going down. Again, on that one, family, again, I mean, we're going to do, we have not yet, we're in the pre-production of Motown Mafia Part 2. We've got enough of the home team to do the project and do a great project, which is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys, there's some of you guys in particular, because this Motown Mafia Part 2 is going to cover from when Eddie got out in 83 and my old man got out in 84. And we're going to run the story all the way through, rest in peace, to 95 when the big man passes, and kind of stop it right there in the middle of the height of the Pakistani plug with my old man. And the family out there know, all of you who was involved with that whole situation between 83, 84, all the way through 95, I really want you guys to participate in this project. For real, all jokes aside. We're going to put it down and we're going to start shooting, if not before the holidays, right thereafter. It would make the project, it would make what's going to be a great project even greater. You know, Motown Mafia, it's on Tubi and Amazon Prime. You know, that's award winning. We won so many and got invited, you know. Winner of New York Independent Film Festival, you know, a selection at the Martha Vineyards Film Festival, Bronze Lens. It was critically acclaimed out the gate. Has become a urban legend as far as content about this life and about characters from this life. So when we do part two, I'd love for a lot of you guys, and some of you, I ain't gonna even go through and call out your names again. I've been saying let's do something for a minute, so I'm just saying, fellas, let's do something. Let's do something.
Sounds about right,
right? Yeah, all right, it's your man, CRB Jr., Big Lou Stevens in the house.
Ooh, great.
Other right. half of Big Boss Filmworks. Just got off the phone with Pops, so shout out from Pops. Excuse me, family. Shout out to Pops and from Pops. We doing what we do here, Motown Mafia Podcast, Big Boss Filmworks production. Y'all just need to holler at your man.